to it.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, I always get amazed when we do this. It's like, wow, like another week gone.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we are ahead like three episodes.
It's like a start of a new week.
Yes.
Halfway through the month.
Yes, it is the 16th.
Wow.
We are halfway through the month. That's crazy. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I love when we record on the same day that it goes up.
Because it's...
Not the same day, but the same day of the week. Like, right. Now it's a Monday.
Like, it's a Monday.
Monday
We're
vibes.
We're recording on a Monday.
Yeah.
It's Monday vibes. Yeah.
It's been a little rough this morning. We just had Mother's Day weekend, which was nice.
It was very nice. So sweet.
It was a fail. Because Alyssa's brain is shit. It's mush.
It was perfect.
No, my brain is mush lately.
It
you
was
can
perfect.
Admit it.
And everybody here will, anybody listening will agree with me that we just had this conversation about how when shit goes wrong, it's like the outcome is always great. And it was great, correct? It was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know where my brain is at lately.
On a million different things.
Here's what happened, guys. So, I found this place. Somebody that I went to high school with had posted it. And I was like, wow, that looks amazing. She's like, oh my God, love it. Like, it's my fave. And it was like, Jerry loves these like steamed pork buns that we get in Chinatown. And I don't know, have we really looked around here? You haven't really even tried.
I mean, I looked once or twice. Yeah, there is a couple, but nothing. We never went or I never got
right.
It, so I don't know.
Well, anyways, long story short, this place that she posted looked like they had steamed. It was like a steamed bun with like a bunch of different things inside of them. They had like certain chickens that were marinated in like teriyaki sauce and like stuff like that. Like things, it would be like right up her alley, like a steamed bun. I was like, oh my God, she would love that. And I know you don't care to go to like a fancy restaurant and you just want to be together. And I'm like, good. That's like you like order it at the counter and then like sit down with your shit. You know, it's mm-hmm. like a more cash kind of place.
Right.
And I was like, perfect. She'll love that. And then I'm like, and then we'll go do bowling because she loves bowling. Easy, fun, hanging out with the fam. Good, right? That'll be her gift. So, we arrive at this place, you guys.
Well, excited like, to go.
So, she figures it out as we park. She's like, oh my God, it's that place you told me about. Oh my God, so fun. I'm like, yes. She recommended this and that and this. Imani's the first one to walk up to it. He just gives us this look. I go, motherfucker, it's closed, isn't it? Mind you, it was like a 25-minute drive. We all piled in the truck to get there, right? I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. So I looked it up though, but in my defense, we were originally going to go on Saturday. That was our original plans. And then we switched to Sunday. Long story short, I just should have looked again or at least called the place. Lesson learned. I will never, ever, ever now go to a restaurant without calling them first, no matter what fucking day, time of day it is. Even if I know it's open, I'm calling. Okay. So, but I looked online. Benji. Trying to get into a cardboard box that he's not going to be able to get into. So I just didn't think that Mother's Day, I thought a lot of people go out to eat on Mother's Day. That's like what everybody does, right? You're like, what are we going to do on Mother's Day? We're going to go to brunch or we're going to go to dinner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to treat my mom. That's what people do. So I just didn't even think that it would be closed at all. It just did not cross my mind. Mind you, also, it's winter. Fucking freezing.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Freezing.
It's freezing.
It was freezing that day.
But I just saw on Saturday in parts of Texas was 112 degrees.
I don't know.
And then somebody responded in the comments and they were like, yeah, I live in Idaho and we had snow.
Yeah, fuck off.
The fuck?
So like, but of course it's a day where like the restaurant was in like a cute little village. Like it could have been so cute to like walk around and like enjoy the weather. No, it was like literally we were getting knocked over from the wind. Like it was awful.
It's ridiculous.
So then we walk up to this place. I'm like, fuck. And now every other place that's actually open in this village is packed because it's Mother's Day. So I'm like, wow, what a fucking failure I am. So finally we find some like random barbecue place that was like fine. It wasn't like I would run back. It was like decent. Like the food was good, I guess. But then we just had to go to a random barbecue place, which is like would be bottom tier anything that I would ever pick for you ever is a barbecue joint. Like never. I'd be like, no, absolutely not. I'd rather go anywhere else for you. So we ended up there. And then we also got bowling. And then by the time we were done eating, we were like exhausted. It was like a whole day affair just to fucking go eat. And we're like, we're not going bowling right now.
So we got ice cream, came home.
Oh, well, we got cold stone. Oh, it was very good, though.
And it was beautiful. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing better that I want. It's just hanging out with my peeps, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I know. Whether I'm sitting on the couch watching TV or playing Jackbox or, you know, like, I mean, I told Aaliyah yesterday, I'm like, you know what would have made this day better if it was warm?
Yes, a nice walk.
Yes. You know, and it's like, literally, that's...
That would have been my first choice for you.
I'm a very simple person, you know? Like, I don't need all the bells and whistles.
That's why I was like, oh, perfect. We'll just go to this simple little place to eat and simple little bowling. And I tried to make the plans because if I don't, we all sit in the damn car going, oh, where should we go? And everyone's like, wherever you want to go. Oh, I don't want that. I don't want this. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to pick a place because we're going to ask mom and she's going to go, whatever you guys want to do. And I'm going to say, fuck off. And I can't say that because it's Mother's Day.
See how she really feels about
so
me, guys?
I pick the place and I'm really mad because it twisted our back on me.
But it worked out perfectly.
It did. But
it worked out perfectly. The boys and Aaliyah, it was just good. It was great.
I know. It was just funny because then we had to get back in the car after. And I'm like, this is exactly why I tried to make plans. Because now we're going to do this.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. And now you have another day to celebrate because now we still have to go bowling.
Yeah.
Double win.
And it was cute because like Everett had come home. He had got breakfast yesterday, came home. He came home with roses. And I was like, aw. And then Imani came home, like he canceled his lessons, came home. He brought me flowers. I'm like, aw. And then Zane and Alyssa come upstairs and they have flowers. Aw.
They are nice to have, though. They're pretty.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I posted in the group. I'm like, oh, it was a great day. I got, like, cards and candy.
Oh, you did? Oh.
And just family time. And I said, oh, and I got a cute little piggy. And everybody's like a real piggy?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I got her pig statue.
Not yet.
Funny story about this pig statue. I got it literally, like, I don't know, when was that? Like, a month ago?
Yeah.
I think it was, like, a month ago. And I just, like, didn't know, like, where to put it. So it's been, like, floating around Zane and I's bedroom. And Zane hates it. He thinks it's so ugly. It's, like, this little pig statue. But Jerry loves pigs.
I love piggies.
And it was just, like, on our dresser, on the floor. It was, like, making its way around our bedroom, like, every day. And it was just so funny because he's, like, this thing is staring at me. It's so ugly. So he's probably so happy that we finally gave it to you. It's like a stupid little pig statue. But
I'm happy to be receiving it, okay? Thanks, Zane. I'll take it off your hands. Very cute, though, because I love my piggies.
So. Yeah. So, yeah. So, we just went out to eat. We came home, and we had Cold Stone. And then we ended up watching Jerry Warren us to watch
A Million Little Things.
You'd be really proud. I watched another episode last night.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah. Zane doesn't care for it. I enjoyed it.
Good.
I'll definitely watch it.
I told you, it's not like a Married at First Sight. Like, that's one that you need to, like, pay attention to because so much fucking happens so quickly.
But I love.
I have a whole bunch of people in the group that are, like, addicted to it now, too, so.
In our Facebook group?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But that's an Alyssa show. Like, get to the fucking point.
Yeah, but that's the problem is there's always so many points.
I love that.
But it keeps you engaged because so much shit is happening, you know?
Yes.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
No, I love that because, like, damn, I hate when people are like, oh, it's slow in the beginning. Like, no.
Just get right into
just
it.
Just so much no. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm watching that now. I like it.
It's good. Good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Other than that, it was a successful day.
Yeah.
And I loved and appreciated every moment of it.
Oh, good.
I love my fam.
Unfortunately, we had to postpone my mom because my dad got COVID, which is like, damn it. Like, after all the whole, like, 2 years now.
Now he gets it.
So we just took safety precautions, but it's fine. It worked out because the weather was shit anyway. Now she'll get a nice day. My mom loves sunshine, so now we'll do like a nice day out. And my gift to her was like a little coupon for like a little shopping day from me and Zane.
Aww.
So I told her, me and Zane, we'll take you out to lunch and we'll go shopping. And she's so excited about it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, we never go out, the three of us, ever. So I think, and the other day she was like, I haven't seen Zane in a while. I miss him. So it'll be good. Now we'll pick like a nice day that we can go eat and go shopping and it'll be nice out. So that's everything happens for a reason. It'll be fine.
Like a million little things.
That's their thing. Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. I will say visually, I feel like the show is a little dark. Have you found that? Like, I almost like want to keep putting my brightness up.
Oh, like dark.
Visually, like dark. Yeah. I'm like,
I don't think I really.
I watched it on my phone last night. Maybe it was just a little small.
Yeah, I don't really
find that.
Yeah. Okay. I never said, oh, wow, it's dark when you put my brightness up, so.
Okay, I'll shut up. I also went to a little Cinco de Mayo celebration, and you guys, it holds true. I was yawning at 11 p.m. Just had to let you guys know.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's, like, you're old.
Yeah.
That's right. Yesterday, I found out that my kids said as soon as I started getting cold, they knew I was old. That's, like, the telltale.
Because once you start getting cold, would be snowblowing in flip-flops.
I would be, literally, guys. I was always hot. Yeah, barefoot, walking around in the snow, taking my kids to the bus stop in fucking barefoot. But now I'm cold all the time, so.
Yep.
That was their indicator that, yeah, mom's getting old now.
I'm always cold.
No, I can't.
It has to do with your blood, no? Like cold-blooded, warm-blooded or whatever?
I don't know. I guess it has to do with age, apparently.
It could.
Now I'm old.
It could literally be like 60 degrees outside, but if it's windy, I'm like, ooh, I'm chilly.
Yeah, if the sun's hitting me, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm like easily cold. I'm like, gotta bring a sweater. Or in restaurants, I'm the worst.
Really?
I get freezing cold, yeah. Easily.
I know she don't like the wind.
I hate the wind. I love being warm. I'll sit, like, in the summer, oh my God, just sitting in the car when it's just hot. Soak that shit in, bitch.
Yeah, I don't like the hot, though.
Yeah.
Never did. I don't think I ever will. I mean, I like warm, but I don't like hot.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Okay, well, that's that on that.
That's it.
Okay, let's talk to you guys on Thursday. Bye. Just kidding. We're going to get some advice emails because last episode we got through 3, I think.
Yeah, I think that was all we got too.
So we figured we'd do more.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Who goes first? You going? Well, you want me to go?
I don't know which one's first, so you go.
Okay. Here we go. Wish me luck, guys. My life is falling to pieces. Oh,
okay. I see.
Hello, beautiful ladies. All right, wait. I want to just say something before I start. My eyes are horrible, guys. And she tried contacts on me that were like monovision. So it was like one eye was used for like close up and the other one was used because I have bad eyes. So she tried monovision and it was really messing with me. And I felt like both were suffering a little bit. Like I wasn't seeing great close up or great far away. So I told her to go back to my original. So now I'm even more blind reading this, so I'm going to do my best. And today, I am going to go try to get reading glasses because now I am set up strictly for distance. So up front's a little, but I'm going to go get reading glasses so that I do this. So I apologize in advance, but you know me, I screwed up always, but that's why you guys love me, right? Right. Okay. So my life is falling to pieces. Hello, beautiful ladies. I write to you again because, well, I have no one to talk to. And when I mean no one, not even my husband or mother. I wrote into you about my husband. We have so many problems and we fight so often. We only talk one or two times a week because we end up fighting the rest of the week. We usually only talk about if the kids need anything. I try so hard for my kids. I try to work things out for them. Even if I cry every day, I try for them. If I was to leave him, I would have to work and they would go to school. I have to find something that allows me to pick up and drop them off. Growing up, I never had a father, so maybe that's why I want to make things work out so desperately. If you're wondering what we argue about, literally everything. It can go from if he uses the computer, he stops talking to me for a week, to him messaging girls, and I don't talk to him for a couple of months. I've wrote in about my mother being my worst enemy. I've stopped talking to her a couple of years because she talks so much shit about me behind my back. And well, let's just say I saw messages on her phone with some girls who don't like me, telling them everything about my life. Everything I do when I get sick and how bad my marriage is, it hurts. I try so fucking hard to be the best mother, wife, and daughter. At the end, the only reason why I get up every day is for my kids. These days, I feel so knocked down. I look to them and think what they need to see is me good. I need to be good. Best believe I'm going to fight Find a job and move out. I will always try for them. Thank you, ladies. I just need to vent. I'm sorry. Well, I mean...
Oh, so she doesn't even need advice?
I was going to say, yeah, you seem to know what you need to do. And as a person who was there, it's hard. It's so hard, but you know what you need to do. Being in a relationship like that is bullshit. And your kids, like, I understand, like you saying, you wanted to desperately try because you grew up without a father. Growing up in a household, you know, people say, like, oh, I came from a broken home, single mom. And it's like, yeah, but if they were to stay in that relationship, it would have been worse off. You know, being raised in a single home with somebody who's mentally, you know, stable versus growing up in a dual parent home with them fighting all the time is so unhealthy. So don't knock yourself for that. You know, shit doesn't work out and you seem to be on the right path of like what you need, what you know you need to do for your kids.
I'm curious if they've tried couples therapy.
I don't know. Have you?
Or do you think that they're just like not a match, like need to separate?
I mean, listen, she says they literally only can talk twice because the rest of the week they're fighting.
Right, Toby, like, that sounds like you need couples therapy. You know what I mean? Like, at least give it a try. If you really want to make it work, you don't want to have the example that you were set when you were a kid, then, like, try that. And then if not, I would give up.
Yeah.
Because if you had kids together, you have to have some sort of connection. You know what I mean? And, like... maybe a therapist, like, you need that person to, like, bring that back out of you guys. Bring you back down to, like, you know, like, ground you. Like, bring you back to reality. Mm-hmm. And, like, reset you guys.
Oh,
because man. It sounds like you would love to have that family dynamic. And you just feel like it's not going to work. But, like, maybe you can seek out professional help.
Sorry.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I'm just looking up to see if... Yeah, I don't see. Sorry. I was looking to see if I could see her other thing of what she maybe wrote in more specifically about the husband.
Okay.
But I don't see it here.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you guys have not, I do agree with Alyssa. Maybe try couple therapy because you don't want to throw away a marriage. Like, I understand that. But at the same time, if you have, then, you know, like I said, I think you have your path set. And it's just a matter of... making your way down that path.
I'm also very confused about the mother. Texting girls that don't like you about your life. Like, I don't know. Who are these girls? Like, I'm confused about what's going on there. Like, old friends of yours? Like, why? Why? I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I think you need to get the toxicity out of your life.
You need to, yeah, like, confront your mother and, like, talk to her about these things. I think if it's something that you're willing to have a conversation about, then, like, instead of being like, my life is falling apart, I'm kicking everybody out, like, at least you could say you tried. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least you could be like, listen, I talked to my mother, I talked to my husband, we tried to work it out, I saw their true colors, now I'm going to peacefully move on, knowing that I tried.
And Jerry is just like, peace out.
No, but that would be my initial reaction, too.
No, I'm assuming that it was already tried.
Dealt with.
I should not assume that because who knows. But, yeah, you're right.
I definitely would give it a try, especially if you had kids together. You know what I mean? Like, people, at one point in time, you make children together, unless it was completely on accident in a one-night stand or whatever. But you make children together with somebody that you love and have a relationship with because you love them at that time. And so there's something there. There's some sort, even if you have to dig really far, there's some sort of foundation there. Something. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
If you can dig back a little bit and try, again, if not, you can say you tried.
At least you tried, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's what I would rest my head on my pillow feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tried. It didn't work out. We're just not meant for each other. Okay, moving on with my life.
Right. I mean, obviously that you're saying it. I agree. And that is what I did.
Right.
I wanted so badly for my marriage to work. I didn't get married to get divorced. Right. You know, nobody really does.
Right.
But I tried. And right. It was multiple, let's try again. Yeah. We did the couples therapy. We did everything. And then it was just like, okay, I know now it's not going to work. He's never going to change. And
you're not going to live with what ifs.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
So, I you know what? I keep saying it. I just need to just sit back and let Alyssa take
over. Oh my gosh, shut up. Shut up.
But I wish you the best.
That actually was kind of opposite our reactions. I feel like that's something I would say, like, if I can get the fuck out of there. And you would be like, maybe try a couple's therapy.
Yeah.
So that's why we work out, because sometimes we pick up each other's.
We do. That's yeah. That is pretty funny. I'm in a mood today, that's all.
Yeah. Am I, honestly. I'm trying to turn it around and be more positive. Okay. Advice with family. What's poppin', Alyssa and Jerry? I love listening to the podcast, and it truly makes my day better. Plus, y'all give amazing, amazing advice.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You so much.
No pressure.
I know, right? Pressure's on. A little background. I'm 20 years old. I have two older siblings, one younger sibling, and my parents have been married for about 26 years. Now, on to the problem. About 7 months ago, my mom found out that my dad had been cheating on her, and it had been going on for about 4 to 5 years, according to him. And it was all with his coworker, who was a family friend for years and knew all about his wife and 4 kids, and she was married herself. But I guess that didn't matter to her or my dad. As me and my siblings found out, we were all really hurt and upset, along with so many other emotions going through our head. Like I said, we found out about 7 months ago, and my mom was at first very conflicted and didn't know what her next step would be or what she wanted. Eventually, she decided she wanted to try and work things out with my dad. They have been going to couples therapy, along with individual sessions, to work out their problems and let out their feelings. While they seem to be moving on from the situation and working through their feelings, I still have so much anger towards my dad. I feel so hurt and upset that my dad would and could do this to my mom and our family. For a few weeks after we found out, he was being super nice and trying to, quote, make up for what he'd done, but that didn't last long. Eventually, he went back to being mad all the time and always yelling at us over the smallest things. It's just so hard to forgive him and go back to seeing him as my dad instead of the person who broke our family and cheated on my mom. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm asking for is, how can I move past this? My mom seems to be moving past the situation and wants to appear as the perfect family to all our other family and friends, but I can't seem to forgive what he did and how it affected us. Now, when I look back on certain situations, all I can think about is, was he lying to us then? Or why is this why he's so mad at us, etc.? It feels like the last 4 to 5 years were all a lie, and I don't know how to try to forgive him or if I have to forgive him at all. This situation has caused me so much built-up anger towards him that I don't know how to get let go of. I don't think I can ever see him the same again, and I hate acting like he's this amazing person when I know all the pain that he caused my mom. Please help. Okay, love you. Bye.
Ouch.
I honestly, I don't know if I'd be able to move past it either.
Me neither.
But what I would do is, your parents are trying to work it out. He's still your father. He's going to be in the picture. You have to deal with it. I would go to therapy with him. You and him go to sessions. That's what I would do. If you really want to move past it.
We are really on opposite sides.
Well, she said, I want to move past it. You know, like, how do I move past this feeling of being mad at him all the time? You have to go to therapy and yell at him with a mediator and get all your emotions out.
I also, I mean, I'm glad your mom's going to therapy, because just from what you wrote and what Alyssa just read and what I just heard, seems like she's just letting it go because she wants to maintain this perfect family. And he's still angry. So he's probably feeling like he has to get his shit together and stay in this marriage. And he's going to be angry and resentful, in my opinion. And then I think your mom, at the end of the day, will also feel the same sort of way. Because I feel like she's giving into forgiving him just to maintain that family connection, yeah. You know? And, I mean, listen, I would say people can change, but that was a 4 or 5 year
affair
relationship with a family friend.
Your mother has got some balls, I'll tell you that much, because he would be so far
That's
out the door
what
for
I'm trying to tell you.
5 years with somebody else.
A fucking family friend.
And you
think
both
of the
are
betrayal
married?
From her friend, from the husband, to the kids. If I was you, I would be fucking fuming also.
You're
like,
both
how
married.
Dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever be able to forgive my father. I would All right, go to therapy with like Alyssa said.
You need
said,
to let it
dad.
Out. Don't just pretend he's perfect. Let it out.
Oh, hell fucking no. But I would not even. I would be supportive of my mother. Because she's the victim in all of this. But I think she needs a speaking to. Tell her to call me. Because five years.
That's a long time.
That's horrible. That's like one of those fucked up stories you hear about somebody literally having two lives. I mean, hopefully he didn't have kids with this person. I mean, it's a family friend. But think of that. How grimy that is. She's coming over to the house and they're making googly eyes knowing what they're doing. But now they're in front of the friend and his kids.
Is he sorry? Well, like, is he like, oh, I'll stop now. I'm ready to move on and have my family again. Like, what was his reaction?
And was he caught and that's how it was brought up? Or did he
admit it?
Right. Because that's a big thing also. That's a big thing. My
mom found out.
Right. So if your mom did not find out, it would still be happening. So in my opinion, that is not sorry. He is not sorry. He's just sorry he got caught. He's sorry that they all know about it. And that's why he's walking around angry and screaming at them for every little damn thing. He's pissed off.
He's guilty. It's a guilty conscience. Right. So he's projecting onto you guys.
Yeah. No. He needs fucking therapy. Yes. I agree.
It's not a mistake.
5 years is not a mistake. I got drunk and didn't know what I was doing.
You did it over and over and over and over and over again for 5 years.
And you know, I mean, I would hope as a grown man, you know the repercussions of this. You are going to fuck up your wife and kids as he did. He broke that family.
Yeah, I think you have a right to be angry.
Yeah, I'm angry for you, man.
I would be so fucking mad at my dad.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be able to ever get over that.
But honestly. I wouldn't sit in silence or I wouldn't pretend nothing happened. I would sit his ass in therapy and fucking yell at him and get my shit out and talk to him about it.
Yeah.
And be like, look him in the eyes and be like, do you know what you fucking did?
You piece of...
Yeah. Yeah, I would sit in therapy for sure, because even if you never speak to him again, you need to get it
off your chest.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, do that with him. And if he disagrees with it, you look him in the face and you say, you cheated on my mother for 5 years. This is the least you could do for me, is sit in therapy with me. The least you could do.
And he's mad and he yells at these kids. Meanwhile, he's the garbage that did this. And I'm sorry, but he is. 5 year relationship.
I'm just thinking about if he declines going to therapy with you. Like, you need to be like... This is my mother. I am hurt. I am your child. And this has traumatized me. And we need to go professionally work on it. And if he does not agree with that, then woo. I don't know, girlfriend. You're just going to have to be angry at him for the rest of your life until you move out and are on your own. And then it might make you resent your mother, too, for like allowing agreeing. That.
That's what I'm saying. You need to speak to her, too.
Yes.
Like, see why she's so willing to just quickly forgive.
Yeah.
And if it's just to maintain that, she said it in her email, like, the outward appearance of a perfect family.
What we look like on Facebook.
But what is your mom? She's sacrificing her worth, her dignity. It's like, this man carried on an affair for 5 years and it's just going to go, oh, let's go to therapy and now it's okay? No.
With a married woman.
It's not okay.
They know.
It's not okay, you know? And it's, ooh.
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking about, like, in our shoes, like, if you found out that, like, Ever has been with Aileen for the last 5 years. Like, think about that. Maybe Aileen's a little too close to home because that's your best friend. But, like, I don't know, like, somebody who's, like, a family friend of yours. If you found out for the last five, like, he'd be gone.
Like, who even is he?
Right. Like, you're a liar.
Like, how?
Yeah.
You know? And then, yeah, like this poor girl said, I look back at things now and I'm like, is this a lie?
Oh,
is
that
a lie?
Question you're everything.
Not, that's it. And you're going to go the rest of your life like that, whether you go to the therapy or not go to the therapy. I agree with Alyssa, going to therapy, getting it all out. Could potentially make you feel a lot better about the situation. At least you got it off your chest. But I would never be able to trust this man no matter how many times.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to suck? It's like you guys are older, right? You have two older ones. You have a younger one. You're 20 kids, yourself. Yeah. And it's like they're going to start being weddings and marriages and you're going to have to see him. And it's like, you know, and...
And I'm sure only your immediate family knows that this happened. So he's just going to look like this perfect-go-lucky to everyone else.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you don't want to go around bashing people either, but you're sacrificing your own joy in life because of his actions.
Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say something before and I forgot.
I always wonder, like, is it worth it? Was it worth his 26-year marriage? 26 years.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
If you're that pulled out of your marriage, get a divorce or go to therapy before you think about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have an affair for 5 years. You have 4 grown children. You're married 26 years. Why do that now? You know, if you're missing something, go to therapy.
Yeah. Oh. I was going to, or let your wife know, be like, I'm missing this in the relationship. Like, I want to seek out, but I don't want to. So, like, how can we work on this?
Right.
You know? I was just going to say, going back to feeling like the last 5 years was a lie, it's like, because it was a coworker. It was like, oh, that all those nights that you came home late from work, where you were with another woman.
That's horrible.
And then you came home and, like, pretended everything was dandy.
And then he's going to continue to work. I mean, if he's obviously, you know, maybe this is his career thing where he's been at this job for the last 25 years.
So she's still there?
Is she, every day he goes to work, going to be thinking, is something happening? Like, this poor woman is never... I don't want to say that because women are a lot stronger. I'm a very weak woman and you guys all know that. But I don't think I would be able to ever trust him again, no matter how much therapy I went to. And this is how I felt personally when it happened to me and it wasn't a 5-year thing. I gave you children. You know, like to me, that is gold. That is worth everything. You're risking losing that connection between your wife and your children for some
random woman
pussy, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's like,
yeah,
and like I said, maybe there was no longer a connection between, then you go to your wife and you say, honey, I fell out of love with you,
right?
You know, you don't destroy a family the way he destroyed this family. That's
right.
So selfish.
Right. Okay, well, we wish you the best. I'm so sorry that this is happening to you, because I would literally feel the same. I'd be so fucking angry. I would just want to fucking... Maybe you need to go to, like, boxing classes, too, also. Like, physical... Not, like, physical therapy, but you know what I mean? Like, physical therapy. Like,
yeah, like beat the shit out of the punching bag and get that frustration out.
Yeah, go to, like, some boxing classes.
Oh, child, I feel for you.
You'd be in a... Sorry, this is, like, dark humor. But, like, you'd be in a boxing class, you're just, like, crying, hitting a punching bag. Everyone around you is like, what the... Is this bitch okay?
Listen, it's
like
needed.
Maybe it'll help
it's
you.
It's needed, yeah. Because
yeah.
You get so frustrated. And like, I obviously, this is so relatable. And I just feel like I feel for your mother more than anything. And the fact that she just wants to maintain this perfect image, it's like, no, she's worth more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretend everybody did know. Would she be able to hold her head so high and want to keep it together? You know, she's just keeping it between the immediate family and going to put on a smile for the outside world. She should be able to be okay with it if she was able to express it to everybody.
Right.
Hey, he did this, but we're going to work through. That's a different story. But keeping it only between the immediate, like you kids and her, that's like, hush, hush, we have this perfect family. That's going to do nothing but destroy your mother little by little. Every day, that's what I'm saying. Every day I've been there. And I knew every day he left for work, I'd always go, is he going to do it today? You know, is it going to happen
so
again?
I would be so grossed out if I were her. Like, I wouldn't even be able to look at Zane the same. I'd be like, who are you?
26 years, Alyssa.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. It was
that's horrible, and I feel so, so bad for you and your mother.
Yeah.
And your siblings. That's horrible. Okay, it says urgent relationship advice. Please keep me anonymous. Of course we do. Hi, listen, Jerry. First off, I'd like to say this podcast has given me so much joy and comfort since I started listening at the start of COVID-19 in March 2020. You both hold your beliefs close to your hearts and are not afraid to stand for what you believe in, and I admire that.
Aw, thank you.
Also, Jerry, I tried to figure out how to double space this email. For the life of me, I can't figure it out. So, Alyssa, you might want to read this.
Is it okay on your screen?
It's perfect. I'm good. Okay, well, let's get into the shit show of a problem. I met this guy my freshman year of university. Let's call him Kyle. Kyle and I met through a friend, Angie, and we became somewhat of an inseparable friend group. Towards the end of freshman year and the beginning of sophomore year, I started to notice him paying attention to me more, such as messaging me outside of the group to hang out, throwing a party for my birthday, and getting certain drinks I was not able to buy for myself yet. However, he never said anything to me. At first, I thought it was because he was shy and didn't want to mess up our friend group, but then he slowly stopped inviting me over, and then our friend group faded as well. Here's where the problem starts. Since we will be graduating this spring, he messaged our old friend group to meet up for dinner last week for old time's sake. While I have stayed in touch with Angie and worked with another one of our friends, but I hadn't seen him except for a couple of times in passing in the past two years. At first, I didn't think anything about it until after dinner when we decided to go to a local bar for a while. The only problem is I have a 10-month-old puppy at home and needed to go let him out. Well, he and another friend offered to go with me because they wanted to meet my puppy. The whole time they were there, he kept making comments on things as though he was picturing himself there. It seemed like everything after that conversation he related to what I was saying. To give an example, I really like when my sink is clean. I'm the kind of person that once a dish goes in, it gets rinsed and put in the dishwasher until it needs to be run. He jokingly said I was going to have a hard time training my future husband to do that. And I jokingly said, well, I hate doing laundry, so as long as he likes to do laundry, I can do the dishes. To which he replied, really? I love to do laundry. A couple of days later, I invited him over, and he ended up canceling, which left me with a question. Was he giving me hints that he still liked me, or am I just overthinking our conversation and it's nothing more than that? Anyways, I would love to hear what you both think about this, and what would you do in the situation? Should I just tell him up front how I feel and risk losing a connection, or wait to see if he will? Thank you both. Love you lots. XOXO.
Gossip Girl. Tell him.
Of course you gotta tell him.
I do think, now reading it back though, that he was, because you said, oh, I hate doing laundry. He was like, really? I love doing laundry. I don't think he meant it as like, I'm gonna be your future husband, kind of like. But also, I wasn't there for the conversation. Just the way you wrote it sounds like he was like, oh, really? You hate doing laundry? I love doing laundry. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Versus like, oh, I like to do laundry. I can be your husband.
Right. So it's how he said it. So,
yeah.
But would be the same way she wrote it either way, you know? Because it's just the same words.
Right.
But it was like, really? I love doing laundry versus really? I love doing laundry.
Yeah.
So it's how she, but if she's writing in, it's because she felt he meant it in a certain sort of way, right?
Yeah.
Not that you could be right or wrong about it. You couldn't be right or wrong about the situation, but I say shoot your shot because you already said, like, the friend group started fading out anyway, da 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 da. So why not just risk it for the best kid? I mean,
agree.
Yeah, do it.
Go for it.
Do it.
Yeah, she said the friend group kind of fell apart anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, faded out anyway. So, like, you're not going to rip apart a friend group.
Yeah, no. And you're graduating, right? You're going to be graduating. You're going to be moving on. Life is going to take you in different ways. If this is potentially your laundry doer, girl, you'll never know unless you...
You will not. You will have what ifs.
Right. Don't live life with what ifs.
Yep. Do it. Okay. Baby mama drama.
Oh, boy.
Hey, ladies. First off, I want to thank you both for all that you do. You're such an inspiration and make my time as a stay-at-home mom to go by so much easier. Thank you. Anyways, I'm writing in to get advice about being a stepmom. I'm changing names to make it easier on everyone. Backstory. My boyfriend Jay and I have been together for 3 years. He has a 10-year-old boy, we can call him B, and I have twin 8-year-old girls. I'll refer to them as the girls. From previous relationships when we got together. Okay, so they don't have kids together. Separate.
Oh, read the next sentence.
We are now 24 weeks pregnant with a little boy together.
Okay.
My daughter's father has never met them and isn't in the picture at all. B lives with his mother. We'll call her Karen. Interesting choice. Interesting choice. Monday through Friday, he lives with us on weekends and school vacations. Jay and Karen's co-parenting relationship has never been great. He does his best and makes all decisions with Bee's best interest in mind, but Karen has a hard time doing this. I've only met or spoken to Karen once in the time that I've been with Jay due to the fact that she absolutely hates me and my girls. She has yelled at the girls for being in the entryway while she was picking up Bee one day. She has filled Bee's head up with lies about me, like I smoke when I'm pregnant, I try to hurt him and his dad's relationship. She's always trying to point things out that are, quote, unfair at our house. We do our best to keep everything fair and love all of our children just the same. She just won't ease up on us. She didn't allow me and my girls to come to Bee's birthday party, so we threw him our own, even though family didn't really come because they had already went to his first party. It's just petty stuff that really shouldn't be happening. Jay has tried to talk with her, but she's always responding with, I'll do what I want with my son on my parenting time, and won't take any of our concerns seriously. Unfortunately, her toxic behavior has led to a lot of tension with our son when I'm around. He will avoid me, avoid the girls, fight with the girls over the smallest things. He doesn't listen to me when I ask him to do something like pick up toys, brush his teeth, or his hair. He will completely ignore me when I talk and then look at his dad and ask, do I have to do that? It's emotionally draining, fighting so hard for his love and acceptance. I never badmouth his mother or the way that she raised him. I just am lost at what to do. The most recent thing we are dealing with is how Karen is portraying the new baby to be. She is saying things like, your dad won't love you as much when the new baby is here. She's got pregnant to keep you away from your dad. She even went as far as telling him that his brother isn't really his brother if she doesn't give birth to him. I cry every weekend because of the tension he innocently brings to the house every weekend. I love him so much, and I do my best to swallow my emotions and act normal and confident when he is around. I continue to support him and remind him through my actions that I'm not a bad person, and I feel like I show him this every day he is here. What else can I do to try to stay sane? How do I create peace? My baby will be here at the end of June, and I'm terrified of him not having a good relationship with his brother and what she is going to do, try to say or do when the baby gets here. She already took Jay back to court for extra child support just last week. She lost because we were already paying too much. I just am so anxious about what she's going to try next. I don't know what to do. Please help.
You know, women are bitches. I say it all the time. I'm sorry, but Karen needs to grow the fuck up. I mean, if you really want your child, if you really have your child's best interest at heart, she would not be doing any of this. She would be, oh, how exciting. Like, oh, you're going to have a new baby brother. She would be like wanting for everything to meld, you know? And she's not. She's doing every single thing to destroy it. And I think she's obviously not over Jay. And I think she's really jealous of your situation, of your relationship with him. You guys have a happy home. You have your two kids. You're having a baby with him. I think she's very jealous. I don't know. Maybe write her a letter. If she doesn't want to talk to you, see if you could set up a meeting.
Did she say that? She doesn't want to sit and talk with her?
Did she? She said she only talked to her one time because she hates me.
But you need to be like, girl, like, you are...
We need to talk.
...being like, ridiculous. Like, can we please have a conversation?
Like, listen, I want to let you know, like, I love your son.
I'm not out
together,
to get you.
Together, we need to do better for him. We don't want him. I want him to feel loved and appreciated here. Yeah. I want to feel loved and appreciated by him. And I want the same for you, you know?
Yeah.
My girls never did anything to you, so you shouldn't have anything less than, you know? Like, that's why I'm saying she has issues, and I think it's about Jay. I think she's not over Jay. But I would, if I was you, to try and keep the peace, I would see if I can have a meeting with her.
Yeah, it's like, don't you want us to all have a healthy relationship?
That's what I'm saying. You want the best for your son?
Yeah, and like now he's coming home, he's being disrespectful to me, like he's not listening to me. Like, I want to have that bond with him, and because of the things that you're saying to him, it's creating this image in his head that is false. It's not true.
No, that whole, like, is it even your brother unless I give birth? Like, that's... That's, she's just filling him. And I feel bad for the boy because he's only 10, you know? But that's just filling him with such toxic. He's going to wind up being a toxic person because that's all he's learning, you know? The 2 days that you guys are getting him a week is not enough to counter all the negative that she's doing to him. Mm-hmm. I would definitely try to have a conversation. Not Jay. I would. Like, you and her sit down. And how are we going to make this happen? We now have children together, in essence, right? Because they're going to be half-brothers, right? How are we going to be able to make this work where everybody is happy? What could I do more? And as far as you who wrote in, you said, what more can I do? I think just like you said, you're doing, even if he's treating you badly and everything else, you're still showing up. You're still showing that you care. That's all you can do. And eventually he's going to come around, you know, in my opinion. He'll come around. And
anyway, he gets older.
Yeah.
How old is he?
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, on the other hand, I don't know, people like this Karen, I just feel like there's no talking to them. It sounds like people like this are so stuck in their ways and like it's going to go over their head. I don't know her. So like maybe it would work having a conversation with her. But I just feel like people like this, like with this mentality and the way that they're acting like this, they're so far gone. And it's like, how do you reason with somebody like that? How do you tell them, listen, like, you know what I mean? Like all the things you just said, like, do you think she's going to be like, oh, okay, you're totally right. I'm so sorry. Like, let's move on. Like, I don't think it's going to be an easy conversation.
No, I don't think it'll be an easy conversation. But if they're able to have a conversation and find out why she feels this way towards her, I think maybe Karen will be able to be like, oh, you know, maybe. She's not a bad person. She has my son's best interest at heart. Let me stop being a dick about it.
I would hope so, because I've had people in my life where I try to explain this shit to them and they're just like, I don't see it. Done nothing wrong. So maybe it'll go good for you. I think I'm just talking out of personal experience.
So shitty.
I just feel like there's certain people that are so far up in their heads. It's just totally a different mindset. And like the fact that she even like defaulted to acting this way before even knowing you is like crazy to me.
Yeah, like I had a stepmother for my kids at one point, you know, and
I have one right now.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I have another one right
There's
now.
There's one right now, yeah.
But
you're not going, oh, she's this, she's that, like.
No.
And as long as she's nice to my kids.
The first one, like, I thought she was not a great person at all, but she wasn't horrible to my kids.
Right.
You know? If she was horrible to my kids,
right,
there would have had to been a conversation.
Right.
You know? And there was a couple of times where she crossed boundaries, but right away I got on, like, text with the ex, and I was like, listen, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But I was grateful. You know, I'm not going to lie. I was fucking butthurt time and time again because these kids had opportunities with my ex and her, opportunities that I should have had, that I had asked for, that I never got. And I was so fucking butthurt over it. But at the same time, I'm like,
she's not abusing your children.
My kids got that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so I got over it real quick. I made it not be about me and my anger towards
them. It's like, wow, this could be so much worse.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I think that's what I mean about Karen. Like, I was mad about it, but then I got over it because I'm like, you know what? She does take care of my children. They
have a safe place to go when they see their father.
Right. And it's like, and she did great things for my kids, you know?
She accepted them as if they were her own.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. And my issue was about him. I was mad because it was about him. Like, that's what I'm saying. Have a conversation with Karen. Maybe she's not realizing what she's doing.
Right.
She's angry at Jay. So she's taking it out on the son and the stepmother rather than taking it out on Jay.
She would be mad at any stepmother. It's not your fault.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She's mad at Jay. She has unresolved things. Either she still loves him, but she's clearly, in my opinion, jealous of that situation. Like, I was jealous that's me. I was that. I was jealous of that situation. They had the perfect life over there. They lived a nice life and were traveling and did all that, and I hated it.
So you thought they're divorced. So social media
I need karma,
is fake.
Baby.
Social media is fake. So let's just start there.
Exactly. But in the moment, I I was viewing it as, oh, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her. And I'm like, it really wasn't her doing. I mean, it was because
your
she
ex is
also,
move on.
But she also slept with a married man who knew he had kids. So, I mean, karma. But I felt like I was so mad at her, but it really wasn't her. It was him that I was mad at.
It would have been any woman you would have been mad
exactly.
at. Exactly. It wasn't her. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I mean. That's why maybe you having a conversation with Karen or, like, Karen needs to realize, hey, you're mad at Jay. You're not mad at me for trying to do the best things for your kids. And then once I really was like, all right, it took me a while. It took me a while, but then I was like, all right, at least I can appreciate that my kids are being
treated
in a healthy
well.
Environment.
Yeah.
They're treated well. They're getting opportunities of a lifetime that I wouldn't have been able to ever offer them. So I took it with a grain of salt.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks. It
not
was on, your
my
bill. Bill
died. Not
exactly.
On my dime.
It was not. And my kids got these experiences.
Cool. Yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
I'm jealous that it wasn't me. And that's why I was pissed off at him. But I was taking it out on her. So
right.
I think that's what's going on here.
Right.
So. Karen. Damn it. The stepmom is doing her best.
You're like literally kind of going through this right now too. Because he just had a new child with a new woman too. But you would never be like,
well, this
oh,
is
yeah,
another
that's
one.
That's not my child, so it's not your brother.
Yeah, but my kids are older.
Yeah.
So I think it makes you know, how my kids feel about their relationship and stuff like that now. Like, the new one who just had the baby, like, my kids like her.
Yeah.
You know, my kids didn't like the other one.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's easier for me. But even still, at this point, I'm like, okay.
It's just another one. Yeah.
Next. Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
But, yeah. I did not feel any ill towards anything when I found out he was having a kid. It was like, oh, okay. Good luck with that guy. And his wife. Good luck to you, too. You know? Carry on.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Sorry. Oh,
okay.
Okay. Advice. Hello, beautiful ladies. I'm in need of some advice. I'd like to stay anonymous. I will try my best to keep it short as possible. I've been with my fiance for 5 years and we're getting married this summer. Anyways, I've been struggling a bit lately with just trying to feel, just feeling very alone and stuck. I've been at a job that I hate. For 5 years. Sorry. I enjoyed it at the start, but then management changed and I had a couple of injuries happen due to the job being very physically demanding and repetitive. And I have been living with pain daily since those injuries 4 years ago, and that's tough on a person. I've been searching a new job, but I'm in a very small town with minimum wage jobs would be a struggle to pay my bills. Any good paying jobs are far away from where I live, but I've gotten to the point where I'm willing to take any job just to be able to leave. I'm done with being in pain all the time. I'm done with being miserable and unhappy. The thing is, my fiance doesn't understand, and he just tells me, just go in and do my job because it's a good paying job. He just brushes it off every time. I try to complain about my day when I tell him I need to leave this job. He never wants to talk about it. But when I reconnected with an old friend / coworker, because we ran into each other, it's been great being able to rant and get things off my chest because he understands what I'm going through because he used to work with me. My fiance doesn't like the fact that this old coworker is a male, and I was very open about talking to him and never tried to hide it. But my fiance no longer wants me to talk to him. I've been having a hard time letting this friendship go because we both struggle with anxiety, depression. He lets me vent about work, whereas my fiance brushes it off. I've had so many friends stab me in the back, and now I tend to hold on to the friendships I do have. I'm not ready to let this friendship go. So yes, I have been hiding the fact that I'm still talking to him, and I know that's not right. And the other friends I do have are much older than me with families, and he's around the same age as me. So basically, I just feel like I have no control over my life at the moment. I have some things that have been bothering me, and contribute with me feeling this way. All right, this email's already long enough. I'm not sure if there's any advice to give on this. I just feel like I need to get this off my chest. Hope it made sense. I hope you have a great day. Girl, you need to... Listen, I love you, and I don't mean this in any sort of disrespectful way, but if you're fucking struggling physically, mentally, and your fiancé just brushes it off, like, just go to work, it's a good paying job, I would get a different fiancé. Because how? He's going to be your husband. Your husband is your life partner, your protector, like your team player, your rock, and he doesn't even want to hear you, quote unquote, complain. You're not complaining. You're having a conversation with your husband, your fiance, sorry, who doesn't even want to hear from you. Like, I think that's pretty fucking shitty of him, actually. You know, I feel bad for you. I would take a job far away, get away from the little town you live in, and start fresh. Because obviously where you're at is not good for you physically and mentally.
What I would do
is the complete opposite. No. Because you and I are opposites today.
Yeah. It is. I've been trying to have a more open mind instead of just being like, throw him in the trash. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't throw him in the trash?
What I would do is when he says, I'm not comfortable with you talking with this coworker, I would say, well, this coworker listens to me when I speak to him. Ooh. I am able to vent to him. He understands my emotions.
Ooh.
And it feels good to talk to somebody that listens to me, and I do not receive that from you. What is he going to say to that?
Bye, bitch.
Listen to you. Bye, bitch. I ain't listening anyway. Ciao. No. I think he's going to say, he's going to gaslight you, and he's going to say, I listen to you. And you're going to say, you really don't. You just tell me to keep going to work, even though I'm trying to sit here and explain to you how physically in pain I am, how unhappy I am with this job. And you don't care. So when I have somebody in my life, I don't give a shit what is between their legs that listens to me. I want to keep that friendship.
It's a matter of respect. He respects you. He's listening to your complaints.
And just because he's a guy doesn't mean I want to sleep with him.
But your fiance isn't. So to me, it's like, what the fuck? Like, what is... Oh, man, what the hell is wrong with people?
That's what I would say to him. I'd be like, first
of
all...
You want me to stop talking to X, Y, and Z, but...
First of all, your fiance's behavior is not good, but also your behavior of sneaking behind his back and talking to this guy is also not good.
I agree.
So let's leave that on the line of letting him know that you are still talking to this person, because you're just going to create more trust issues in him, because he already had told you he wasn't comfortable with it, and now you are still doing it behind his back.
Right.
Which is like, now he's going to be like, why are you hiding it?
Right.
Because you don't have a reason to hide it, unless you're sleeping with him and you're not telling us. But in my opinion, you're just venting to a friend. So I don't know why you're still hiding it. You should have told him, hey, listen, I enjoy this friendship because it allows me to get my feelings out that you don't listen to.
And maybe it'll be a wake-up call.
But it's going to be messy because you're still talking to him and you're not telling him. So just understand what you did. And you can apologize for that. You don't have to apologize for anything else. You can apologize for, hey, I know you're uncomfortable with it and I did it behind your back anyway. So I'm sorry for that. That was like not good on my end. But at the same time, like, I'm not ready to end this friendship. And I was kind of scared of talking to you about it because you were so, like, gung-ho on me not speaking to him ever again. So I didn't know how to handle that situation. But now sitting on it, I've thought about it a lot more. And now I can come to my, you know, senses and actually clearly communicate with you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean.
I think that's pretty much it.
Home run, right? They are less.
Thank you.
Right. Own your shit. Hey, this is, you know, I'm not proud that I did it, but I did.
Right.
And like she said, don't say you're not willing to sacrifice this relationship because he's there for you. And maybe it'll be a wake-up call to your fiancé. And then maybe your life will be happily ever after.
Maybe.
You know? He needs to understand how important this is to you. And if he's willing to fix it, then great, I'm happy for you. But if not, then
you
deserve better.
You were desperate for somebody that would listen to you. And understand you and, like, you know, like, have some sympathy.
That's what I'm saying. Respect.
For
it's
you.
It's about respect, man. You're struggling physically and mentally, and he's just like, oh, go to work.
I can't even imagine if I came home and I was like, if I worked like a physically demanding job and I was like, I'm in so much pain. I'm so unhappy there.
Just go back to work, Les.
And he's saying, goes, yeah, it pays good though. So just keep going.
Just go. That's what I'm saying. That's not respectful. He doesn't respect you.
He needs a conversation. He needs a reality check. And he needs to know that you're turning to other people because he is not giving you what you need.
And I think, like Alyssa said, to be honest, is the best way to go about starting that conversation. Yeah. Like, hey, I need to let you know. I know you didn't want me to talk to him.
I still am.
I still am. And this
because
is why.
Because I was desperate.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Yeah.
So I need you to step up and be the fiance, be my rock, be that person I need. Mm-hmm. Not being able to speak to the person I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with is kind of shitty. Mm-hmm. You know? And maybe, listen, hopefully it's a wake-up call because I know some things. Listen, life goes by. We all know this. Life goes by so quickly. And, you know, maybe he's just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And not even realizing how much it is affecting you. You know? I mean, hopefully. Hopefully that's the case that he doesn't realize how bad it really was. And maybe, yeah. Maybe you, by coming clean about still talking to your friend, will make him realize how bad it is that you were so desperate to continue talking to him after you said you weren't, just because he listened to you. Mm-hmm. You know? It's all about listening. Sometimes people just need to just listen. Hear you vent.
Yep. Okay, one more. Ready?
Ready.
Dating advice, please. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I just want to start off by saying that as I'm writing this while I'm listening to the latest episode, love you guys. Love the podcast. Thank you so much. This might get long, and I'm sorry, but I need help, ladies. Well, let's get into it. I'm 20, and I met Derek at 19. He was 25, and we are now 20 and 26. We met at my job. I work retail, selling cowboy boots, etc. He came in, and I helped him look. It took an hour, by the way. Later that night, he found me on Instagram and he sent me a DM. I know, creepy, but we started talking and things were going well. We met in May of 2021 and we are now going on for a year and he still won't ask me out. And I don't want to say I'm like an old way of thinking, but I want to be asked out. So here's my issue. We will be talking on the phone and his parents walk into the room and they will ask, "Who are you talking to?" And he says, "Your future daughter-in-law." My issue is that it's been almost a year and he won't ask me out. And to friends, I'm his, quote, girl. Ladies, I do not know what to do. We have had the conversation of if I was wasting my time back in October of 2021. And he quickly said, "No, I just want to take it slow," which I agreed with then. But it's been almost a year. Ladies, what do? I feel like I'm wasting my time. But I also think that he has gotten too comfortable on what we are. What should I do? Because I really like him, but I don't want to be the bitch that just stays because it's comfortable, because I have done that. Here are some pictures of us. Jerry's got her hand over her mouth. Wait, Imani was making fun of me yesterday because I don't know the lingo of the young kids. 20 to 24 is a big difference, okay? What do people mean when they say ask me out? Does she mean he didn't ask to be his girlfriend? Or like he doesn't ask her out like to go on dates?
No, to be like an exclusive girlfriend. But yeah, he tells his mom it's your future daughter-in-law and he tells his friend this is my girl. But he's never said it to her, but then when she talked to him about it, he's like, "I want to take things slow." Slow? Como que slow? I don't know. I have another conversation. I want to let you know, like, this is really important to me. Am I your girlfriend? Are we putting a label on things? If we're not putting a label on things, peace out. See you later. Goodbye.
I know what I would do.
Completely opposite of what Jerry would do.
No. When he's on FaceTime with his mother and he says, "Future daughter-in-law," I would say, "Future daughter-in-law, you never even asked me to be your girlfriend." In front of his mother. That's what I would do. I probably fucking wouldn't. I'm probably just talking out of my ass. But in my head, that's what I would want to do.
Oh, man.
He's 26 years old.
That's what I mean. It's not
commitment issues.
It's not okay. Yeah. It's not okay. You need to have a serious, have another conversation. You said you had a conversation in October. Well, it's now May. Have another conversation. Be like, "Yeah, guy, it's a year already that we're quote unquote talking, hanging out, whatever he considers you. Are you planning on putting a label? If not, I gotta go. You're 20. You have your whole entire life in front of you. To be attached to somebody who doesn't even give you the respect of giving you a label, to me is like, eh.
I have a question. Do you guys say I love you? Or like, are you literally like still dating? How long do you think that people should date?
Before what?
Before like, I love you, you're my girlfriend.
I don't think it's funny, Aaliyah had just recently talked to me about this.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think there's a time frame because I think like, I feel if you feel it, love is a feeling, right? And I think if you love somebody, expressing that love for a person doesn't come with a timestamp.
Do you think a year is too long?
If they haven't said the I love yous?
Like, do you think there's a maximum, like, okay, after 6 months it should be like a thing, or after 4 months it should be like a thing?
I would say by a year, if you haven't exchanged those words, I would wonder what the relationship was at that point.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it's an intimate relationship. If you're having sex with a person who won't give you, and I'm not assuming you are, so I'm just saying in general, if you're intimate with a person, they're not giving you a label, they don't call you their girlfriend, they haven't said I love you, to me, they're just...
You're just his girl.
You're just his, yeah. And that's not a good place to be, you know?
But it's like...
I mean, unless that's what you're doing, then why even, you know, I mean, if that's what you're into and that's the lifestyle you want to live, then great. But you're wanting something more than what he's giving. And if he's not willing to give it, I don't see staying in it as a good thing.
Yeah, it's like you can spend a year of your life, but like I'm not worth like calling me your girlfriend. Right. I was going to say like maybe like he just doesn't even think of it that way. He's like, yeah, my girl. Like, and he just like never formally was like, oh, do you want to be my girlfriend? But you said you've talked to him about this and he said he wants to take it slow.
Right.
So he's very aware that you want to be quote unquote girlfriend and boyfriend. And he's still not doing it.
And that's what I said. I mean, you did have a conversation in October. I think it's worth another conversation and just to say how important it is to me. You know, to you, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important to me that, you know, this is what we share. Whether you guys are intimate, whether you guys go out every weekend, whatever it is that you guys do, say it to him. Hey, we do X, Y, and Z and this and that and da 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 da. It's important for me to know what I am to you.
And, like, why am I not worth that word?
Right. Right. And then take it from there. Maybe he'll be like, oh, yeah, babe, I'm ready. Will you go out with me? Can we become official? Let's become exclusive. You know, like, let's...
That's, like, bare minimum.
But he's also 26.
So?
I think he's got commitment issues. And yeah. I think he's playing, like, I don't know. Hopefully she's going to write us back and go, listen, I had a conversation and things changed. And now we're boyfriend, girlfriend, and everything is great. And that's what I hope. And yeah. If not, then I would say bye, Derek. I would. Like, that's just a waste of your time at that point.
Yeah, I would start to feel like, why am I not worth that? Like, you can do everything else with me except for a title because what? You want, like, a free pass if something else, were to come up.
Right.
You don't have to, like, quote, break up with me. Correct. But, like, you would have to because you've been dating for a year. So, like, you know you would give her that common courtesy. So, like, where is the difference?
That's like when people say, like, you know, like, being married is really super important to me, but my significant other doesn't care to. It's like, if it's really that important to you, there's no harm in going to, like, a court and getting that certificate. Because a lot of times it's not about the wedding. A lot of times people just want that wedding certificate, you know, that marriage certificate. So to me, it's like, if one is so, like, it's really important to me, we've been together, we have kids together, it's so important to me, why not just do it? You know, like, what are you afraid about? But this is the same thing. Why not? You guys are a year in. Why not just put a label on it?
He told his mother it's her future daughter-in-law.
Is that just to, like...
He knows it's a satisfied forever thing.
Well, then make it a forever thing.
Yeah,
what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of at that point?
Agree.
You know? Girl, write us back. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Thank you, everyone, for writing in today. Hopefully, you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. And if you're not having a good Monday, I hope that this turned it around a little bit. do something good for yourself today. Compliment somebody. Make yourself feel better. You've got this. It's going to be a lovely week. And if you want to email in, like we read today, it's agamilpodcast@gmail.com. That's agamilpodcast@gmail.com. You can also head over to our Instagram, hit the little email button, and send it right then and there. If you want to rate us on Spotify, 5 stars, and Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us. We appreciate it. And if you want to support this podcast, link in the description, $2.99 a month. You get our episodes a whole day early, and we appreciate your support. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye.